Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's me, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Bob Fisher being back on the show. Robert J. Fisher, CFP, is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's written a number of books on investing and financial planning. He works with a lot of people just like you and me to help us put our best foot forward. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. And he's our good friend, Bob Fisher. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Recently, you've been working with a lot of companies and looking at their issues, and you've come up with some different perspectives on how to simplify their lives a little bit. And I'm glad to know that you did that, because I was telling the audience before you got here, sometimes we wake up in the morning and we say to ourselves in the mirror, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? And then sometimes we wake up and we say, are you out of your mind? And that's when things aren't simple. That's when things are complicated. So we can use a little bit of simplicity right now. What's the news?
Well, I think that people should think about complexity just like they think about a tax. And you know, but complexity is a voluntary tax. You don't have to pay it. It's not like the tax bill we get from the IRS.
Right.
And so if we can make simplicity a priority in our businesses, we can avoid that tax. And complexity costs money, it costs sales, and it irritates clients.
Right. No, there's no question about it. So how do we wander over into the complexity side?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is we have to make simplicity a priority in our business. And it's important to spend some time thinking about our business solely from the perspective of simplicity. There's a lot of things going on, but if we just stop and say, how do we simplify our ordering process? How do we simplify our sales process? How do we simplify our maintenance process from the perspective of our customer, from the perspective of our employees, from our perspective? And see what we can simplify, before we decide what we're going to implement. Of course.
So this is a Thoreau approach to things, right? Simplify. Wasn't it Thoreau who talked about simplifying?
Yes, he did.
The Walden Pond experience, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So and you're right. Small business owners sometimes we do seem to get things. Make things more complicated than they have to be. One of the things that I see happening is where we get what I call policy buildup. Mm-hmm. Remember when women were women used to joke about this. They had those artificial shoulder pads that were in the clothes and the sweaters and all that. And they used to, my wife used to joke about getting shoulder pad buildup. You know, you put a blouse on with shoulder pads and a sweater on with shoulder pads and a coat with shoulder pads. Well, I think sometimes in businesses we get policy buildup. What do you think?
Well, we certainly do. And, you know, I mean, one part of our simplicity process is you know, we call removal. And we look and we do a historic review. And there are lots of policies that may have had a good purpose, a good reason at one time, but are no longer valid.
Right. Right. Well, that's exactly right. And also, there are policies that we institute that were a good deal at the time, and we find out. But what we really learn is they were really only good for a kind of a almost an esoteric solution, and it really doesn't work for most of our customers. But yet we keep telling our customers this is our policy. And that, in my experience, that kind of behavior is what runs customers off.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah, I tell you what. Hold on to that because I'm gonna come back at the top of the next segment and let you tell that story. But in the meantime, what made you start working on this simplicity complexity thing? What was the impetus for it?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of complexity in every part of our lives, and so frequently there are solutions that are less complex that allow us to get where we need to go much quicker. And I just see that in every part of our lives, and so I wanted to help people incorporate that in their customer experience.
Makes a lot of sense. Give us the website, please, Bob.
The website is www.virginiathinkinginstitute.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager. Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, is our guest. 22. We're going to come back after these messages, and we're going to lead off with his story he wanted to tell us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.